USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A grand jury in Kentucky is out with a single indictment from the Louisville police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Former police officer Brett Hankinson was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment for firing his gun into the home of Taylor's neighbors. Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the 2 officers who fired their weapons at Taylor were justified in using force to protect themselves during a narcotics investigation.
Criminal law is not meant to respond to every sorrow and grief, and that is true here.
Cameron said the investigation was thorough.
I understand that as a black man, how painful this is.
Protesters have started in Louisville. Ben Crump is the Taylor family attorney.
She's in her apartment. She's in the sanctity of her home.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump is tweeting some good news. Johnson & Johnson is announcing that it's begun the third and final phase of clinical trials for its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said the late-stage trial for its new vaccine will include 60,000 adult volunteers in 215 locations worldwide. An earlier study showed the vaccine was safe. That vaccine is among 4 that have been supported by the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed program to reach phase 3 trials, along with candidates in development at Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca. Dr. Anthony Fauci said multiple COVID-19 vaccines will likely be needed to meet global demand. Missouri Governor Mike Parson and his wife, First Lady Teresa Parson, has tested positive for COVID-19. The governor's communication office said Teresa Parson underwent the testing early on Wednesday after displaying some minor symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. government has tentatively approved a deal for some U.S. companies to acquire a 20% stake in a new company called Global ByteDance. This averts a ban on downloads of the Chinese-based TikTok in the United States. U.S. Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Commerce Department from ordering Apple and Google to remove from their app stores WeChat, which is owned by another Chinese company. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he's giving his blessing to a proposed deal that would see the popular video sharing app TikTok partner with Oracle and Walmart to form a United States company. The president has targeted Chinese-owned TikTok for national security and data privacy concerns and the latest flashpoint in the rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The president's support for a deal comes just a day after the Commerce Department announced restrictions that it put in place that could eventually make it nearly impossible for TikTok's legions of younger fans to use the app. The president said if completed, the deal would create a new company likely to be based in Texas. The deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data and securing computer systems to ensure U.S. national security requirements are satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.